Okay, good morning, everybody. Boker Tov, Guten Rosh Chodesh to everybody. Yesterday was the yahrzeit of Charlotte Lukin. We learned yesterday, Lili Nishmas as well. Cherna Bas Yaakov Moshe Halevi. All the Nishans we learned for seven Aliyah. Okay, we're in the very last line of Nun Beis Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan. We're talking in the Mishnah yesterday, and we brought down already a discussion about using for Havdalah a candle that was used by a non-Jewish person, whether that's allowed to be used for Havdalah. So Tanu Rabban, we continue that. Or Shavas, Mevarech HaNolav. If a candle was Shavas, Rashi explains over here, what does it mean, Shavas? It means that it wasn't lit on Shabbos. So it wasn't used on Shabbos. Rashi's over here, you're allowed to use it, because it wasn't used for an Aveira. So if it was Shavas, Mevarech HaNolav. V'shelo Shavas, ain't Mevarech HaNolav. You're not allowed to use it if it didn't have rest, so to say. You have to use a candle that wasn't used on Shabbos. As Rashi says, Melacha, Melechas Aveira. It didn't have a Melacha of an Aveira that was done with it. The Ovi Kachavim doesn't have a problem. He's allowed to do it. Now, my Shavas and my love Shavas. What exactly is the definition over here? I'll keep the gear so that we have. There are a number of different gear souls over here. If you're telling me over here that it didn't rest from doing melacha, so that nefilu mimelacha de teira, even then, if it was used for a permissible purpose under certain situations, you're allowed to light a candle on Shabbos. For example, Vatanya or Shalchaya. If a person nebuch is sick, or a person in this situation is a chaya, a woman's giving birth, so they need to put on light, or a shachol, or a sick person. Mavarech HaNolav, you are allowed to use that, so it obviously isn't the general overall concept that no malacha was done to it. It has to be that there was no head to malacha done with it. So I'm a Rebbe Nachman by Yitzhak, my Shavas, so what does it mean, Shavas? Sheshavas machmas meleches aveira. So you can't have used it for a non-permissible purpose. If the candle wasn't allowed to be lit, even though the guy doesn't have any isurim, the guy's not allowed to observe Shabbos. But if the candle itself was used on Shabbos, that's not a candle you can make Havdalah on. Tani Nam Yochi, the Bryce says the same thing. Ashos sheshoyes odolekes voleches kol hayom, kulo. If you had a candle that was lit before Shabbos, so then, it's in a lantern, right? Ashoshis is like a lantern. Actually, has the foreign word, lintira. So, lintirna. So, it's a lantern. And it was all Shabbos long. It was before Erev Shabbos. It was the house of Yisrael. So, no melacha was done with it. So, if you had a candle that was lit before Shabbos, and now you want to make Havdalah from that candle, lematzei Shabbos, mevarech HaNolav. That's perfectly good. So, Shabbos and lo Shabbos has to do with what was done with the candle on Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa continues. So now, you want to go use a candle on Matzi Shabbos, and you go take a candle from a non-Jewish person, but where did he get that candle from? He took that light, it was from a flame that had been in the possession of a Jewish person all Shabbos. So there was no issa done with that candle on Shabbos. So therefore, this flame that now you want to use, albeit it's owned by the Nachri, are you allowed to use that or not? We'll say yes. Or if a Yid now lit a candle from a Nachri, and therefore it's now in the Yid's possession. It's now the Yid's candle, albeit the origins were from a Nachri. So in both of these situations, Mevarech HaNolav, we do allow you to make Havdalah on that candle. There was nothing wrong with the flame that you're using. Either the guy now has it Matzei Shabbos, so there was no issa done with it on Shabbos, or the Yid now took this candle. It's a new flame, and it's considered as if it is newly created, Matzei Shabbos, and the fact that it was used on Shabbos doesn't have a problem for us, because that's not the flame that was used on Shabbos. This is a new flame over here. That's allowed. In both of these situations, Mevarech HaNolav. However, Nachri mi Nachri, you have two Nachri, one that had a candle that was used on Shabbos. Again, there's no Issa for the Nachri. We're not talking about any Issa over here, but the candle was used in a way that wouldn't be allowed for you to use it on Shabbos. And now Matzei Shabbos, the Nachri takes another Nachri comes and lights his candle from it. So this flame, if it had been a Yid, we'd allow it. But if it's a Nachri, we don't allow it. Ein Mevarech HaNolav. So the obvious question is, why not? Why, if a Yid lights it from there, do we allow it? But if a Nachri lights it from there, we don't allow it. If it's a new candle, it's a new candle. It should be a new candle either way. So Maishno Nachri Nachri Delo, why don't we allow you to take this secondhand Nachri candle, Lo, Mishum Delo Shavas? Because it wasn't resting. The origins of that candle were that was put on Shabbos be Isser. Even though, again, for the guy, there's no Isser. Shmuel says, Iyachi, Yisromi Nachi Nami, Halo Shabbos. If that's the rule, so then why is the Yid allowed to use it? It also is from the same origins. Shmuel says, V'chi Temo, you want to tell me, Hachi Surah Ozaleh, Baha Achrinahu, if you want to tell me, because the original light that was lit on Shabbos is no longer present. This is a new light that was lit on Matzei Shabbos, albeit from that light. If that's your Svara, Ubiyada the Yisrael Komis Yalda, and now this is considered a brand new entity over here when the Yid lights it on Matzei Shabbos, when the guy's candles were lit on Shabbos, so this is a new entity. So then Ella, how come? Ad Tanya, we learn the Tosef in Shabbos, more in Beitza, Hamotzi Shalheves, L'Rishus HaRabim, Chayev. If you were to carry a Shalheves out into the Rishus HaRabim, you would be Chayev for carrying. So if it's a brand new entity over here, am I Chayev? Why would you be Chayev? Now Chayev over here is Daraisa, we're not talking about the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, of course, you'd be Chayev anyway. But on a Daraisa level, there is a rule, we'll learn in Mir Tzashem, a couple of weeks away from starting Shabbos, you need to have Akira and Anocha. In order to be over in Issa Daraisa and Shabbos, you have to pick up the item, do the Akira, then carry it to Dalai Amos or carry it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, and then Hanocha, put it down. If you don't have all three of those components, then you're not over in Issa Daraisa of carrying. Of course, you're over in Issa Darabonim. We're not interested in that right now.
Walk around with it all day in your hands.
So theoretically, if you walked around with all day and you never stopped, you're not over carrying Daraisa on Shabbos. Right. Yeah, that's Dalai. So in order to be over in Issa Daraisa, you have to have an Akira and a Hanocha. So then on Shabbos, why do we say that you're carrying the flame that you're over in Isser Daraisa? Hamotzi Shalhevis Rishus HaRabim Chayev. Now am I Chayev? Why would you over in Isser Daraisa? Masha Oka Lohiniach or Mashniach Lohaka. If you're telling me it's a brand new entity, so then the original flame that I picked up is not the same flame that I put down. If each time it's a new entity, so then why would I be over in Isser Daraisa? So obviously, the Gemara says, Eliola, the Surinami Issei. No, there is an Isser over here. So why is there not a problem with you lighting a candle on Matzei Shabbos from the Yid lighting the candle from the guy? You're right, the original Issa is still there. That's why on Shabbos, you're over, because you did Akira and Anocha on the original Issa. So you did the Akira, you did the Anocha. So then on Matzei Shabbos, when you're making Abdullah, you're making it in part on the original Issa, the candle that was lit on Shabbos. But you're making Abdullah on the part that's nitose. If you're making Abdullah on the additional part that's now being lit on Matzei Shabbos. That's allowed. You're making it on the heter part of the candle, not the issa part of the candle. Well, it says, if that's true, so nochri mi nochri nami. So how come we don't allow you to do it from a nochri to a nochri? The second nochri that lights is now there's heter over there. So on the heter part, you'll make it. Just like with the yid, there should be no difference. If the yid can light it from a guy, and that's good, so why can't a guy light it from a guy, and then you can use that candle? So when it says, you're right, enochanami. You're technically right. However, the rabbis instituted exero mishum nochri ishon, yomud rishon, because we're concerned that if we allow you to use the second nochri's light, you're not going to understand, and you're going to use the first nochri's light. And therefore, in this situation, we make a gzera. The rabbi said, don't use the candle of the nochri for the nochri, even though we allow you to use a yisrael from a nochri, because if you allow to use the nochri from the nochri, you may just use the nochri's candle in the first place without nitosev, without adding on to it at all. Tana Rabbanan. Hay mahalei chutz l'krach. The person is going outside. He's walking on Matzei Shabbos. He hasn't made Abdullah yet. And he sees a light. So hay mahalei chutz l'krach. B'roh or... He sees this light. Imrov Nochrim, if that light is from a city or a neighborhood, then it's mostly non-Jewish people. So then, we just said, you know, they use a non-Jewish light. It was used on Shabbos. Even though they don't have any Yisr, it wouldn't have been good if a Yid had lit it. So therefore, we don't let you make Havdalah on that light. Enom Avarach. Imrov Yisrael, but if it's a Jewish city, so then you can assume that it was only lit Matzei Shabbos. The light that you're seeing now was all better, and therefore you have the right to assume that it's a good kosher lamp, a good kosher light, and you can make Havdalah on it. Imrov Yisrael Mavarach. Mari asks, wait a second, there's intrinsically something wrong over here. Haguf Akasha. First you say, Amris Imrov Nachrim Enom Mavarech. First you say, if it's majority of Nachrim, you're not allowed to make a bracha, because the implication is, if it's half and half, you wouldn't be allowed to. So the implication is, only because it's the majority of Garim you can't, but if it's 50-50, you would be allowed to. V'hadu Tani, but then you go say, Imrov Yisrael Mavarech, that implies only if it's a majority that are Jews. So what's the din, the 50-50? The implication from the ratio is different than the implication of the Sefer. And it can't be both. So which one is it? Someone says, the halacha really is that 50% Jews, you would be allowed to assume that it's okay. The whole thing is a chumra over here. They also brings down three reasons. The whole thing is a chumra over here. And you don't have to be concerned about it. Bottom line, it gives a number of other reasons as well. The Reisha says, the Tani the Reisha, Gears on the sides, the Tana Reisha, Rav Nachman, the Tana Sefer Rav Yisrael. So for parallel purposes, it just kept the same Lashon. But the real answer is that if it's 50-50, and certainly if it's a majority, if it's a majority Jews or 50-50 Jews, then you're allowed to go and use that for Abdullah. Next, Bryce. The Tana Rabbanu Mahalik Chutz Lekrach. Person's walking outside, Ra Tinok. He sees a young kid coming. Tinok doesn't mean a baby, it means a kid. The Avuka Biyado, and he's holding a torch in his hand. He has a, what would be good for Abdullah. So you have to ask him, Bodi Vachro. And you ask the kid, Im Yisrael Umavarach. If he's a Yiddish kid, you can. You can assume that it was only lit, Beheter, Matzi Shabbos. Im Nachri, you ain't Umavarach. If it's a non-Jewish person, you have to assume that it was lit beforehand, it was lit on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to ask him. He doesn't have an emanus over here, so therefore, you have to just find out. Is he Jewish? Then you can use the candle for Abdullah. If not, you can't use the candle for Abdullah. So Gemara says, why did you specifically mention a Tinok over here? What's the Chiddush over here of saying that it was a young child? My year, you Tinok. The same halacha should apply if it was an adult. What difference does it make if it's a child or an adult? It's the flame. If it belonged to a non-Jewish person, you can't use it for Matzei Abdullah. For Matzei Shabbos for Abdullah. If you're a Yid, you can. So Gemara says, we're talking about right after the Shkia. So, Gadol, if it's an adult, Mucha Milso Devadei Nochriho. There's no way a Yid would be carrying a candle so close to the Shkia, and therefore, if it's an adult, even though you don't know who it is, you have the right to assume that that's probably a Jewish person over there. Tinok, but if it's a Tinok, Omer Yisraelu, Akrei Vinoki. If it's a Tinok over here, he might have lit it at the very last moment possible, and now you can go and ask him if you're a Yid, so then you can rely upon the fact that he lit it Beheter and not at the time that it was also to light. Tanur Rabban, next by Yisrael, Mahalik Chutz L'Krach, or again, you see a light over there. If it's a thick light over here, kifia kifshon, like the light that comes out from a furnace, mavarech alav, you're allowed to go and use that and make havdalah on it. Again, we're going to learn now a halacha that havdalah has to be a candle that was lit for the purposes of illumination, as opposed to for the purposes of cooking or something like that. V'im lav, but if it's not a thick light over here, then eino mavarech alav. You're not allowed to go make a bracha on it for havdalah. What's going on over here? Tani chado arshel kifshon mavarech alav. One brisa says that the ore from a furnace, you're allowed to go light it on. But Tanya Yidach, another right says, you're not allowed to use it. So it seems to be a stira. What's going on over here? Can you or can you not use the light from a furnace? So again, it depends. Lo kasha, there's no stira over here. It depends. B'tchilas, Rashi says, b'tchilas sreves avonim. When they first put in the oven in the fire, ain ha or leha'ir. The fire, the light, it's for the kiln, it's for the furnace over there, and it's for heating purposes. It's not for cooking purposes. It's not for light purposes. But at the end, lebisov, at the end, the Rashi says la'achash nisufu avonim, after it's already used over here to burn up everything inside of it. So then the or gadol at the end, that is for light purposes. The Beis Yosef brings down from the Sefer Chodesh Aviv that in this situation, I'm sorry, not the Beis, he brings down over here. Who brings this down? The Rabbeinu Yonah rather brings down over here that the light at the end, even though it's an oven, so you want to make sure that everything has been burned out inside. So now you're using the light at the end to look to make sure everything is burned out properly inside. So therefore, at the end, that light's also used for illumination. The beginning, it's only used for the burning of the oven, the furnace, whatever it is over here that they're doing with it, it's not for illumination. So again, the key factor is that the light that you're using for Abdullah has to be a light that's lit for the purposes of illumination. Similarly, Tani Chad the Arshel Tanur Vishal Kirai Mevarach Alav. Here we're talking about, this is for cooking purposes. The Tani Yidach Ein Mevarach Alav. So the first bride says you can use it if it's for cooking purposes. You can't. And the second bride says, first bride says you can. Second bride says you can't. Again, a stira, lo kasha. Same answer as before. Ha betchil, lo beso. At the end, you're using it also for illumination purposes to see that everything is done, everything is cooked. In the beginning, it's just for the cooking. The first brisa says you're allowed to use lights that are lit for the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash. Second brisa, the Tanya Yidach, Ein Mevarach Alav. Again, stira. One brisa says yes, one brisa says no. So again, simple, straightforward explanation. Talking about different scenarios. Lo kasha. Hadika Adam Choshev, Adoleka Adam Choshev. The way Rashi understands this over here is the R in the Beis HaKnesses, if it's lit for Adam Choshev, it's not lit for illumination. It's to honor the Adam Choshev. Okay? L'chvodo, Hidlikur, Rashi says, V'lo shetzorach li'ur. You don't need a light over here. You're doing it for the cover of the person. And if there's no Adam Choshev, then you obviously lit it for light. That's the way Rashi understands it. The Rabbeinu Yonah has the exact opposite. Okay, he says it's pum faket. If it's another choshev, you want him to be able to see. And therefore, you're putting on the lights for him, so he can see. If it's not another choshev there, we're not wasting our money on this, right? Then it's only for the covenant of the Beis HaKnesses. So in any event, the idea is the same, albeit different strategies over here as to why one is good, why one is not good. Alternatively, the Gemara says, "Vibayi seimo hav hav diikah adu choshev," that there is an adu choshev over there. But sometimes yes, sometimes no. Lo kash adika chazana, adaleka chazana. If it's only for the adam chashuv, so then that's kavod and not for illumination. But there's also the sextant that lives over there, and he has to eat there. He needs light over there. So then, if there's also a chazana, the sextant, the reverend, the guy that's living over there, the caretaker, the shul, the gabbai, so then he needs light for illumination. So in that situation, it's mutter. It's not just for the covenant of the Talmud Chacham. But if there's no chazana there, then it's just for the covenant of the Talmud Chacham. That's the way Rashi understands this, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. Alternatively, you might say, even where there is a chazan. It depends, though. What you only light for the chazan, it needs illumination if there's no moon. The lokash, Sahara, Sahara is the moon, Sahara. If there's no moon, then he's lighting for illumination. If there is moon, he's not lighting it for illumination. It's only for the covenant of the Beis HaKnesses, the covenant of the Adu Choshev, and not for his own personal illumination, because he has plenty of light from the moon. Next, Bryce, Tosef, the Torah Rabban, Yosh, Beis HaMedrash, the view of Nehem, in the Beis HaMedrash, they bring the light. So Bishama Yomrim, what's better? Kol Echav Yechav Mivorech Liatzmo. Everybody should make their own Bari Mari Eish. Right? If you don't have the rest of Avdallah, so the halach is, you're allowed to make a Bari Mari Eish. We do this, unfortunately, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Matzah Shabbos. So then we just make a Bari Mari Eish. Right? So we can do that. That's all. You can do that every night. Let's say you didn't have a flame. For whatever the reason, you're in a hotel, they don't let you light a flame. There's no electric lights that you can use it on. So you make a Avdallah without a flame. Then you go out later on to a place where you can light a flame. Oh, so then you make the Bar Mirish later on, and vice versa. So that's not a problem. So in this situation over here, Bishami says, let everybody make it by themselves. Why? The Gemara doesn't say right now, but we'll say in a minute, because of the additional time that you're going to waste learning. They're all in the base manager over here, they're all learning. And the answering of Amen is a delay. Because if you make it by yourself, then you're not going to have anybody answering Amen to you, and therefore it won't cause that 1 second Amen of learning to be stopped. No, it's a much bigger cover for Hashem to have one person make the bracha and everybody to answer. That's Barov Am Hadras Melech. It's more of a splendor for God in the multitude, and therefore better to do it that way. So now, Bishlom Beisilah Mufarshi Taima. Beisilah, the Brisa gives the reasoning. El Beishamai, my Taima Kosar. What's the reasoning of Beishamai? So the Gemara says Kosarim Mei Bittul Beis Medrash. Because over here, we are going to cause that 1 second. Tells you the importance of even 1 second of learning. Before she said, why didn't the Brisa bring this down? Because they were scared that the Amoraites were going to see this, and they're all talking during davening, and now they're going to be talking b'mezid, as opposed to right now, they're only talking b'shogeg, and mutu shiu shogeg v'ayu mezidim. The importance of not talking during davening, here you're not even wanting to answer amen, to take away the time from listening to the davening or listening to the learning. So 1 second even not to stop your learning. That's Bishamai's reasoning. No, we have the same achlokis in the terms of Beishamai Vesila, in terms of you should have the Sefer Torah open or closed when you make the bracha. So Beishamai says, keep it open so you don't have to mish and lose the place even for that 1 second. And Beisil says, no, you keep it closed and we'll mish for 1 second. Or you keep it open, you look up. Again, this idea that even 1 second can be a tircha de tzibura, it could be you're making everybody wait, or that you're preventing that learning for that 1 second. The importance of even 1 second, Mel, that's the critical factor. Tanyam Yochri, Bryson says the same exact thing. They wouldn't say gesundheit. Marpe means gesundheit. They wouldn't say gesundheit in the base of Medrash. Why? Because you're not. In that second that you're saying gesundheit, you're not learning. So therefore, you don't have to say gesundheit in the Beis HaMedrash. The famous story that's brought down the Gilyan HaShas over here, that people used to sneeze and dart. That was the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu took somebody. And Yaakov Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give people a chance to get sick and old before they die, so they can put their affairs in order. Hashem says, Taka, that's a good idea, and that's why people get sick before they die. Otherwise, they just sneeze and they die. But that is such an ingrained idea in every culture. I once was taught by somebody that every single culture in the world has this concept of saying, Asud, Gesundheit, God bless you, L'chaim. Every culture, in every language, they all have this because it was ingrained in us that people used to die when they sneeze. So therefore, the minhag was to say Gesundheit, God bless you. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you didn't die. So therefore, that saying it was normally permitted and not normally done, but not in the Beis Medrash. And that's the whole discussion in halacha. Are you allowed to, or are you not allowed to interrupt in davening for saying gesundheit? Then it says, Ein mevarach lo'al haner v'lo al besamah shel meisim. Then we said you can't use the light that was used for a dead person or the besamah used for a dead person. My timer. Why not? Ner l'kavadu. That's again, not for illumination. That ner is for the covenant of the mace. Davida, that's why it was used. Besamim, and why were the besamim used? Lavur recha. Nebuchadnezzar, there's a bad odor there from the mace being masriach in the Mediterranean sun, so there could be a bad odor. So they used those besamim, not to get a pleasant smell, but to mask a malodorous, decaying body. Rechu Davida. So therefore, neither of those is allowed to be used for Havdalah or besamim. For Mor Yoresh or Besam. Ami Yudah Rav, Kol Shemotzi in Lefon of Biyom Uvalaylo. If this was the type of guy that they light candles for, whether it was day or nighttime, in other words, they're purely for kavod, so then Ein Mevarchalov. Then you can't say that that is for illumination. That's purely for kavod. But if it's the type of guy, because Ein Mevarchalov in Lefon of Elavalaylo, if they'd only light for this guy at night, so then Mevarchalov. Then that's for illumination and not for kavod. You could use that candle. The besom that you use in a bathroom, it's again to mask an odor. It's not to, oh, let's go into the bathroom and have a good sniff over here because it will smell good. Or the oil that's used to go remove the schmutz from your fingers, same of Archelov. That's not something that you would go make a brach on because it's to get rid of something as opposed to that's a pleasant aroma. Lameimra, that's to come to teach us to call the hecha, the lav, l'recha, avida, lo, mevarach, alay, alavi. Is that true then? Is that the reasoning that anything that's not made purely for the purposes of smelling it, you're not allowed to go make a brach on? But I'll show you, that's not true. The Sefer says, may say, hanichlis hanusa shel bosom. If you're going into a factory where they're making all sorts of delicious smelling things, nice odors, you go into a perfume factory. So the guy sells stuff over there. They riach, and you smell it. Reyach, apilu yoshav shom kal yom kulo eno varech lepamachas. You don't have to make the bracha the first time you go in. You have to make a new bracha each time. The Mepharshim point out that's only if you didn't have intention that you're coming back inside. If you had intention, you're coming back inside, you're going to smell it again, then one bracha would be enough. But here the guy left, then he said, oh, I think I'm going to go back in and take another sniff. Or I left my wallet over there. So he goes back and he takes another sniff. You have to make a bracha because that's for perfume purposes. But the one says, but that's not for perfume purposes. That's for selling purposes. He's not doing it so you should have a good sniff. He's doing it so you say, oh, that's a nice aroma. I want to buy it. He's not doing it for the reyach. He's doing it for the sale purposes. So that's not for the purposes of reyach. And yet you make a bracha. So in, the Gemara says you're right. No, because obviously all of you thought this stands for probably yourself, because you're also doing it to have a nice smell. Albeit, you want that nice smell, so he'll buy it. Because you're doing it for two purposes. If you're doing it for dual purposes, like we said before with the oven, you want to make sure that it's all burned out, whatever's inside, but you want to see that, so then you're allowed. So here too, he's doing it, so you'll buy it. But he's also doing it, should have a nice smell, that you should want to come smell it, and then you'll want to buy it. So therefore, it's not a kasha. So it depends what the scent is. So that if it's mamashus, so then you do have to make a bracha. If it's just it was just the scent, there's no mamashus there, then you normally don't. And again, it depends where the scent's from. So it's I have to say that for another time. Tana Rabban, hi mahali chutz l'krach. Guy's walking outside, v'riach reyach. He smells a nice smell, which you normally have to make a bar beam and summon on. So imrov of the kochavim, but if it's from of the kochavim, ain't a mavarach. Imrov yisrael mavarach. Why is that? So Rav Yosef Omer, afilu Rav Yisrael nami. Even if it's Rav Yisrael, you don't make a bracha. Unless you know for certain it was for reyach. Why? Because ain't a mavarach, you don't make a bracha here. The nation knows Yisrael mekachos l'kshachim. Because some of it is also done for an improper purpose over here. And just like the Ovi Kochavim did it mishtamal avodah zarah, their mesibas of mishtamal avodah zarah, so too Nebuch, there were a lot of people that weren't Shabbat Torah mitzvahs that were Jewish, and they were doing it for kshachim, for warding off evil spirits and doing whatever they were doing with it. So therefore, even if it's a majority of Jews, you can't use it unless you know that it was a good besamim. So what it says, Atukulu l'kshafim ekachin? What? You're telling me all the Jewish women, they did it for kshafim at that time? Right? That doesn't make any sense. Gemara says, no, you're right. Havale miyuta l'kshafim. It's only a small percentage. Some percentage did it for kshafim. Or miyuta nami l'gamer sekelim. And others did it not for the purposes of smelling, but to give your clothing a nice odor. Not to have to either to mask the bad odor or that the clothing should have it, but not that you should smell it. So let's say 30% did it for this, 30% did it for that. Now the majority did it for a non-reyach purpose, and therefore, unless you know for a fact that this was for reyach, you can't assume anything. Ishtachach, it turns out, ruba de lav l'reyach ovid. Ruba de lav l'reyach ovid lo mevarach. Oh, so the majority usage over here, again, if you know, it's different. But if you don't know, you just walk by and you smell it. So there's an excellent chance that the majority usage of this was not for the purposes of smelling, therefore you can't make a bracha on it. Amr Chiyah Barabba, Amr Rav, Yochanan, Over Rabbi Yochanan, Hamahalach B'Avi Shabbos is B'Tveria. If you're walking into Tveria on Matzi Shabbos, or on Erev Shabbos, or Matzi Shabbos in Tzipori, Tveriach Reach Enu Vorach. You're not allowed to make a bracha on those. Why? Because they did it to honor the Shabbos. The Meshach Eskosu Enu also El Legamerbo Esak Kalim. They wanted the Kalim to have a nice smell, and they did it in one place in Erev Shabbos, they did one place in Matzi Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, they did it to honor the Shabbos. On Matzi Shabbos, it's like they felt weak, and they needed to, or they wanted to maintain the Shabbos a little bit longer. So therefore, in neither place was done for the beauty of the smell. They were doing it to honor something or to do something, and that's not the type that you make a Bore Mine B'Sum on. Now, Rashi says over here that it all depends on why, what your purpose was. So you may not make a Bore Mine B'Sum on it, but you may have to make another bracha on it. So, it again, it's not so clear-cut that you just don't make a bracha on it. Tosfos has a whole discussion here also, but again, we're very late today, so we'll just go right. Tanu Rabban, Hay Mahalach Mishuk Shalakum. If you're walking in a Geisha place where it's all for Avodah Zarah, so if you inadvertently smelled it, what can you do? You can't say you're not allowed to walk there. So, but if you're going there, Nisratzel Ariach, you're going over there, Gemara Pesachim, Rashi brings down, Dafku Nisratzel, you Muskavin, I'm walking there to get a good smell. Not that I happen to be walking over there and I'm smelling it. But your Badavka walked over there, Harez a Chofi. That's improper. A person shouldn't get enough from the smell of the Avodas Kachom, the sun. Then it says, so you can't get any anah, you can't make the brach on the nair until you get benefit from it. So what does it mean you get benefit from it? It doesn't mean that you literally have to get benefit from it. If you were there, you would have gotten benefit from it. It's capable of giving you benefits. So then, even if you're far away, you're allowed to then make a bracha on that bar mirah, even though you can't get benefit from it. But if you've been 20 feet closer, you would get benefit from it, so then you can make a bar mirah on it. That's the opinion of Yehuda Merab. He says the same thing. Tosefta seems to argue, some go with them together. You have some sort of like a lantern in your hand, in your lap. It's not two separate things. So, in other words, you're not seeing the light itself. This has a huge halach lamaisa for if you're making Abdullah on a frosted bulb. So an incandescent bulb, everybody agrees you can make Abdullah on because you can see the flame inside. But if it's frosted, you can't. So this would be analogous to us, lamaisa. It's inside some container and you can't really see the light, the flame, but you can see the light. So in this situation, or you saw the flame, but you can't get hanor from the light. Or you got hanor from the light, but you didn't see the flame. This would be like the case with the frosted bulb again. You need both. You need to see the flame, and you need to get hanor from the flame. Now, how could you possibly get benefit from the light and not see the flame? Lo shall heavens. That's easy. Mishach's law, the kaima b'keren zavis. So if there's a light on outside around the corner, I can see the light, but I can't see the flame. So that's easy. That you can't make Abdullah on, even though you're seeing the light, but you have to see the flame too. But where do you have a case? El roa shall heavens. You saw the light, below nishtamish the aura. Hecha mishkach's law. How can it possibly be that I see the light, I see the flame, but I'm not getting benefit from it? Mustn't it be that I'm far away? And therefore, how can you tell me that I could be far away? As long as if I'd been near, I'd be able to get an off from it. Lav de mirchaka, isn't it talking exactly this case that I'm far enough away that I can't get benefit from the light, albeit I can see the light? And it says you can't make the bracha on it. Before we said you can make the bracha, that's the mitzvah, that's the kasha. So it says, lo, kigon the amya of Oslo. We're talking here about the coals are dimming so much. The amya means it's dimming over here, and that's why there's not enough light that even if I was close, I'm right there, but there's no illumination. I can see the flame, but I can't get any illumination from it. And therefore, that's what it means. But if I was far away, and if somebody was close, could get light, illumination, benefit from it, then I can make the bracha even though I'm far away. Like all the man, the Yorma said over here, the Rav, and Rav Ashi. You have coals that are whispering. Those you're allowed to make the bracha on. But if they're so much dim, they're still glowing, but they're not really light enough, then ein mevarchin aleihem, like we just said. Now, hechi dami locha, says, what do we mean exactly? It's whispering or mechista, kol shilu machnis l'sochin kisim v'dolka me'aleh. It's enough flame over there that if you put a match in there, it would light. So that's enough light over there that you'd get benefit from it. If it's dimmer than that, it won't light, then it can't make a bracha on it. Ibailu, Yes, in Beis Medrash, how do you spell the word? Now, obviously, we spelled it over here with an ayin, but they didn't know how it was spelled. They were doing this all orally. So, umimos, oh, omimos, with an aleph or with an ayin. So they bring a pasuk to show that it's with an ayin. Tashma, damar chis, the barabdimi, the arazim, the cedar trees, lo amamuo, began elokim. So they won't become dim in the gan elokim. So amamuo over there means dim, and it's with an ayin. Now, until now, we said that you could make havdalah on something if you were far enough away. As long as you can see it, as long as somebody that was closer could get a nod. Now we have a different opinion. The gear that we have is rubber, others say it's not rubber. In any event, the rubber, I'm like, Yosu Mamish. No, you have to actually get a nod from the candle. Not that somebody could get a nod if they were right nearby. The comma, how much hanor do you have to have? What's the definition of your benefit from the illumination? So Amarula, Kadesh Yaakov, in Isol Punjon. That you can tell the difference between two coins that were very similar. It tells the difference between a quarter and a nickel. So that's how much light you need to have. This is why when we look, Matzi Shabbos, when we look at the candles, you're looking at your nails and looking at the difference between your nails and the flesh. If there's enough light, then you can tell the difference between your nails and your flesh. So then that's considered that you're getting hanor from the candle. Chizko Amar, a little bit more. You need a little bit more light. Kadesh Yaakov in Meluz Vashel Tiberi, Meluz Vashel Tipori. Two similar coins from two different places. So they're a little bit closer to each other than the coins that we just mentioned before. You need a little bit more light. Rav Yehuda Mevarech Adabe Adadaya. Rav Yehuda, Rashi says, that he didn't live right next door, but he was able to see the light in Adaya's house, and he said that's enough. In other words, he passed like the first group of Amorim that we had, that you don't have to actually get that Hanor yourself. As long as you're getting, somebody could get Hanor from it, that's enough. And Rav Mevarech Adabe Gurya Bar Chama. Rashi says over here that this was right next to him over here. Right? Where's the Rashi? Rav Mevarech Adabe Gurya. Samach Lebeisahu. Rav Letaime. According to the idea that before it was Rava, that was the one that said it. So Rava was the one that says you have to get Hanor directly yourself. Abai Mevarech Adabe Baravua. He made the Baravuah on the light from the house of Adabar. Baravua, Adave Baravua, from the house of Baravua. And we don't know which one that was. Was it nearby or not? You don't have to look for a candle. You make Havdalah without a candle. Some say it means because you can make it later on a candle when you get to it. Others say that you don't have to be mahadir to make it on your candle. You can use somebody else's candle. Don't think there's a mitzvah to make it more on your own candle. That's the way some learn this. I used to always go look to either make it on my own candle or to go. I wouldn't make Havdalah until I had a candle. So given the Shemina law, the Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a rab. I heard this din over here now. I would go and make bar mi'oreish when I could. But if I have it together, fine. But if I don't have it together, that's fine also. Once I heard this din, we, of course, try to always do it together. But the halach lemais is, if you can't, then you can make it separately. Then we said in the Mishnah, Mishavu Chule, Amar Vizir Vitem, Rav Dimi Bara Abba, Machlok is Mishachach. We said, the Machlok is over here between Beisil and Beishamai. Do you have to go back to the place if you forgot the bench? So if the person forgot the bench, Beishamai said, you got to go back to where you ate. Even if you have to travel back a few minutes. And Beisil says, no, bench where you are. Abba Bemezi, that was only if it was by accident. Bemezi, the guy says, listen, I'm not going to bench now. I'm too busy. I'll bench later on. I'll go back to my office. Let me take care of a couple of calls. And then I'll bench over there in my office. So then, even Beisil says, no, that's no good. Abu Mezid, Divri Yakol, Yasil Makoma. Even Beisil would say in that situation, we make the din. Beisil agrees that the din is you should bench where you ate. And here they enforce it. As opposed to normally Beisil said, we're not so machmir to enforce it because Bidiyevit, it's okay if you make the benching over there. But it's only if Shachach, but not Bemezid. Vivarach, then Beisil says you have to go back in that situation as well. Gemara says, Pshita, Vishachach, Tanan. It said Shachach. That implies not Bemezid. So the Gemara says, Mao, Detema, I might have thought, who I did not feel Bemezid. I might have thought that even Bemezid, Beisil says, that you're allowed to make it where you are. And why does it tell me the end of Bemezid then? Vaduktani, Vishachach, the reason it says Vishachach is Lodiacha Kochon, the Beishamai. I might have thought that Beishamai only says Bemezid, you have to go back. But you know, Taka Beishamai says that the guy did it by accident. We'll also let him go bench where he is. Kamashalom, that Beishamai, that's the Chiddush Vishachach. That even Beishamai, the Shachach says, you have to go back. Tanya, we learned in the bright, so Amulem Beisil Beishamai, Ludirechem, according to you, Mishachach Rosh Avir, somebody had it on the top of the Empire State Building, Beishachach V'yorat, and then he comes down, below Berch, and he forgot, now it's going to take him 20 minutes to go back up to the top. Yachsel Rosh Avir, you really forced the guy to go back up to the top? Shemur says, V'yvarech, Rosh Avir, V'yvarech, Shemur Beishamai, Beisil, Beishamai says Beisil, and if he left his wallet up there, he wouldn't do that. Ludirechem, Mishachach Aniki Rosh Avir, if he left his wallet up there, he left his driver's license up there, his credit card up there, he wouldn't go back. Lo Yalavit Lena, so the Kovat Atzmaola, the Kovat Shemayim, the Kovat Shekain. So if he'd go back for his own money, he certainly has to go back to do the mitzvah in the proper way. That's the response. And they still say, we don't matriach the person so much, Hashem will accept his benching over here, bid the Eben. Again, L'chatchila, you should go back. Hanot Trei Tamid, there were two Tamidim to show you what they did. Chad Ovid Bishoge, one by accident forgot to bench, but he went like Beis Shammai. Now, normally, you're not allowed to do like Beis Shammai. But here, even Beis Hillel agrees that that's the halacha. They just, we're not matriach you. So therefore, this time we went back, and the Ashkach Anakha the Dava. And in, because he honored this mitzvah so much, Hashem made him find the wallet over there. He found some money. Again, he, there was nobody to return it to. He was allowed to keep the money. So there was a great zuchus for this guy that he did this mitzvah. And otherwise, another guy, v'chadov, he b'mezid, k'Beis Hillel. Another person did like Beis Hillel, but he did b'mezid. He said, I'm not going back. I'm taking care of some stuff over here first. I'm in a rush, and I'll bench over there. And v'ochli arya. And a lion went and ate him. Rabbi Bar Chanina have a kozel b'shayyotsa. He was once going on a caravan. Achav yashdalei v'lo birich. He was eating, but then he forgot to bench. Now the caravan is moving along. Now they're not going to stop for him. Amar hey chiyavid. What am I going to do? Iaminalu anshoy livarich. If he tells everybody I forgot to bench, so they're going to say, okay, so bench. We're keeping on going. Amilei barich. Call hechli livarich. Lechman livarich. Wherever you bench, God's there, so you don't have to go back. They're not going to understand this din of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. They're not going to understand you're supposed to bench in the place. They say bench here. God's everywhere. So Mutav, he said, Daminalu in Shai Yona the Dava. They'll all understand if I say I have to go back for this really expensive thing. So that they'll understand. Now, how could he lie? Because he does lie. So Mori says he really thought he's going back for an expensive thing. So they misunderstood it, but he was really going back for what he thought was a very expensive thing. So Amalu, he told them, "Intruly, wait for me. The Inshoi Yonadava. I forgot this very expensive thing," which in his mind he was forgot to bench. So therefore he said, "I have to go back." So they waited for him. Azul Ubarak, he went there. Vashkach Yonadava. Hashem made it that he actually found the golden dove over there. Nu, why a dove, Bedavko? Maishno a Yonah? Why do we specifically say a Yonah over here? The Mesili Knesset is all a Yonah, because we're always compared to a Yonah. Dechsev, Kant the Yonah, Nech Bebekesev, the Erosel, be your Akwa Chorutz. The Yonah is a beautiful bird that we're always compared to a bird. My Yonah ain't only Tzolas, Ela Beknofel. Its wings, what's lifted up, that's what saves it. Our davening as well, our being on an elevated plane, so Af Yisrael, and it's all Elam Mitzvah. So it's the idea we're always compared to Yonah. There's a lot more to say about this, but let's go weiter. Ademus Ayuv Chule. Until what point is the benching no longer allowed to be done? It's too late to bench. You forgot. It's too late. So Kamo Shir Ichu. What's the shir of digestion of getting rid of the food that you no longer can say thank you Hashem for the food? Tarim Yochanan Kozman She'ainu Rod. If you're no longer hungry, Vishlokish Amar Kozman. Until the time that you're hungry. Once you're hungry, so then that food is gone. And Reish Lakish Amar Kozman Sheyitzmo Amachmas Chalosa. If you're still thirsty from the eating, that means that the food is still there and you can still bench on it. It's like if you're drinking, you're allowed to make the bracha. If you forgot to make the bracha on the first sip of soda, you make it on the second sip of soda. But once you finished off the whole bottle, then you can't make the bracha anymore. So too, if the food is still there, you can thank Hashem. How do you define it that the food is still there? So either you're very thirsty still from the meal, or that you're not hungry yet. Once you're either hungry, you're no longer thirsty, so then the meal is gone too late to bench. I got to invite the questions afterwards. Amar Rav Yehmer bar Shalmi lemar Zutra. V'amar Leir Rav Yehmer bar Shizvi lemar Zutra. Miu amar Reish Lakish Hachi. Did Reish Lakish really say this? Reish Lakish was the one that said, "Kol zman sheyitzma," as long as you're thirsty because of the meal, so the meal's still there. V'amar Rav Ami, amar Reish Lakish, kama shir yicho, kidei lahalik arba milim. Here we put a practical amount on it. I knew you'd ask this. So we put a practical amount on it. The amount of time takes a person to walk 4 mil. It's 18 minutes per mil. That's where you get the 18 minute matzahs from. That's the distance. So it's 4 mil. Is about 4 kilometers. It's a parsa. That's 72 minutes. So that's the shear that he says. How can you tell me he said this other shear? He says, Lokash, it depends how much you ate. Kam bechil meruba, kam bechil mewetis. As you can imagine, they're both the same both ways. One says that this is the minimal shear is the 72 minutes, and the other shear is even longer. Others say the other shear was the shorter shear, and the 72 minutes is the longest shear for a big meal. Lemaisa, we pass it over here like the 72 minutes. Bol lem yayin, just one more minute. Bol lem yayin vechule, lememra, the Yisrael, avagad velo shama kula bracha onet. So in the Mishnah, we said, if you hear somebody say, you can answer amen to it. Now, if you didn't hear the whole bracha, how can you be yotzei? So we're assuming right now when we said you answer amen, it means that you're yotzei with that bracha, but you didn't hear the bracha to Hashem part. How can you be yotzei just by hearing bar priya gofen? So I'm a chibar av. No, you misunderstood. You're not trying to be yotzei, but you're allowed to answer amen because you can assume the guy said an erlich bracha because he's a shomer tor mitzvahs. We're again talking in the Mishnah where you didn't eat with them. Go and rush. You be the one to go and make the bracha. Let everybody else answer amen to you. You should be the one to make the bracha. The mevarich adif, that it's better for you to be the one to make the bracha. Miman the only amen than the one who's making amen. So I don't want to keep you anymore. So we'll stop over here. We've caught up pretty much. We'll pick this up in the session tomorrow. Over here, we didn't make it to the end of the paragraph, but we got very close. Have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh, everybody.